With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
3, 4.
Go.
Hello there. Yes, yes, it's Angelos.
And this is Barry.
And just to let you guys know, we're doing a show, and that's at the Udderbelly, and that's on the South Bank, and that's in London, and it's on May the 13th. And what time does it kick off, Barry?
9 o'clock. Friday, May the 13th. Go to udderbelly.co.uk. Angelos and Barry, the new power generation.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
And then we're going away on tour.
Yeah, but that's not for now.
Not for now.
Not for now. Okay.
Buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket.
Started. That was Adamant.
It was, and this is a musical special tonight.
Yes,
we're featuring Angela Sepafemu and Barry from
Wolford plus Adamant, minus the gun.
Minus the gun, and the carburetor from the Ford Fiesta that he chucked through the pub window
in Tufnell Camden. Park, wasn't
that's
it?
Right, yes.
Yes.
Got him locked up in the early 90s, I believe that did.
Don't drink, don't smoke, but I'm partial to chucking things through pub windows.
Carburetors through
pub windows. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and today she's the welcome return of Owen.
Hello, Owen.
Hello, Owen.
He's do it again, but turn the sound up, you fucking idiot.
Okay. Right.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah, that dulcet tones of Owen.
We've missed that voice. We've had all sorts to an engineer.
Oh, yeah, we've had dwarfs in here.
Yeah, we've had...
bloke from Chernobyl.
The bloke from Chernobyl come in.
He had a go on the back.
He
had 7 fingers on one hand.
He was very good because he'd done a crossword and he was operating at the same time. Yeah. With a beautiful bird in
beautiful. Too beautiful for this place.
Yeah.
I knew she would go far and she has gone far.
She has.
She now works in the circus. But Owen, what have you been doing in your absence? Just potted.
Don't go too much. Don't you know what you like. You do like to
bang on
a bit. Go on, what you been up
to? What have you doing?
Nothing really.
Ah,
what's that? What's you doing?
Nothing.
Okay. Kept yourself busy.
Yes.
Fantastic.
The other thing, of course, talking of the music special, I note in today's Metro, Paul McCartney, the most famous successful songwriter of all time, is to star in a special edition of Master Tapes for BBC Radio 4.
Master Tapes.
And it's at the BBC Made of Vaux.
Okay.
And he's going to share his song secrets. He might give us a few new ones.
Oh, well, I think I've heard some of them songs.
Oh, his new Beatles ones.
Yeah, I've heard them.
I think we've got one
here, haven't we?
Hold on. Hold on, here it is. That's it. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
We're from Liverpool, it's 1966. We're down in the Cavern Club with the Siller, and we're going to go back and have 6 and 3 and 2 and 1. And what are you doing, Barry? Your headphones are falling off, mate. What a shame.
That was a lovely one that he'd done.
Never a hit. And
no, it wasn't. It's a unusual. Shame it wasn't, wasn't it? I like that one.
Very
that,
unusual.
Do you remember that one that is Ringo Starr? I am playing in the car. I like to get on the drums and I play all night.
Oh, yes, she does.
I like to play with Cilla Black, who originally was Cilla White. She's got the teeth that protrude so much she could eat an apple through a tennis racket. What a racket!
And oh, that's good. I think there's another one there, isn't there?
Yes, there's that one that, what was the, was it that one that,
That's it, yeah.
Here
it goes. My name's John Lennon, I'm in the Beatles, that was called the Quarrymen before we changed the name to the Beatles. That's when we went to Hamburg, and we played there for a couple of months. We was on drugs all night, and then we came back, and we was famous.
Oh, I remember that.
That tells the story of the Beatles, that song.
It does, but the one that is George Harrison. I got into all that fashion for all getting into the Maharaja. I got very spiritual. I bought a house near Letchworth Heath, and I sold it to some religious types for £1 for the entire ground. And then someone came into my house.
Oh, what a shame.
Let's not go there because
this is a family show.
It's not really nice.
And then there was the other one, wasn't
it? Oh,
there?
I love remember that one.
My name's Paul McCartney, and I had a daughter.
Yes.
Her name's Stella, which is an unfortunate name, really. It sounds like something that you would give someone who come from a council estate.
Yes, yeah. I don't know what it was. Who wrote the lyrics? Was it Lennon or McCartney?
Yeah, I think it was Lennon, the Russian Lennon.
Oh,
wrote
that's
that
it.
One. And he posted it off to them and said, "Any chance you could sing this?" And they said, "Yes, we can." And that inspired. It was Lennon's writing that inspired Lennon.
Yes,
to start giving all his worldly goods away and all that.
And
this.
Of course, it wasn't Ringo; it was Freddie Starr.
Freddie Starr
originally.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
he
was. He's the furthest star in the galaxy.
Anyway, so that we look forward to that and congratulations.
Can't wait till that comes out.
Can't wait for the new release from the Beatles, the Fab
Beatles.
Four.
Of course, you had them all here already, so you don't really need to buy those.
No, you've probably got them. Oh, it's so nice to be back. Hold on.
Oh,
what
there.
Here? Let me try this.
What have you got there? Beautiful.
Oh, that's
a port.
It's a lovely pint of port. Oh, I love a pint of port.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
Well, aren't it beautiful? It's a fortified wine.
Oh, I know it's a fortified
wine. It's a fortified
wine. It's a 45 wine.
It's a 45 wine.
That's because it's 45% proof.
Yes. And it doesn't have to do the trick.
I know, it does. Gets you in the moment, doesn't it?
Gets it gets me in the moment. Now, I got to go easy because you know what I'm like after a couple of drinks.
I do know what you're like. Yeah, I've seen that on YouTube.
I get less funny. Yes. I mean, all that stuff on YouTube, I tried to get it taken off.
Oh, did you? Did you get any super injunction?
I got a super injunction.
I've had a super injunction.
Oh, I know you have. Was that business with that oligarch.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I had to get that super injunct. I got it super injunct because otherwise I'd have all the press sniffing around me, you know, and I'd have stories, unfavourable and unsavoury stories being told about me, and I wouldn't be around to defend myself.
No.
So I had to get it injunct by the High Court of Britain.
This was a wonderful thing because there was a fella you, and I hope you don't mind me just setting this up.
Well, I don't mind now.
No.
I don't mind now.
But Angelos,
we're out of a period of injunction.
Yeah, you met him. Where did you meet this fella?
On a yacht.
On a yacht.
In Cairns.
in Cairns.
And he was the boss of all of Cairns.
He's the boss of all of Cairns, and he was a Russian oligarch.
Yeah, he made Cairns.
And he made Cairns, and he was absolutely...
He lived in Cairns.
Loaded. He made Cairns, he lived in Cairns.
Yeah, he made chin Cairns, but he lived in the French Cairns.
Cairns, which was ironic. He liked the words, And what happened? He got friendly with you.
He got very, very friendly with me while I was on his yacht. I was drinking his champagne, and I swam on there, you know.
Yes.
I got onto the yacht, and the thing was, I started chatting. We were having a good chat, and that, you know, I was drinking all his champagne, and he obviously took a liking to me.
Yes.
You know, he took a fancy to me.
You're
a
likeable fellow.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind that, you know. But the thing is, as we were talking and that, he says, yeah, I'm an oligarch. I went, all right, what's one of them then? He says, well, I've got lots of money.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, okay. And he says, what do you do? I said, well, I'm Angelica Perfumio, and I'm just out here pitching my new movie in Cannes,
yes,
you know.
I remember.
And he says, okay, what's the movie about? And I told him it was about that boy that shot on the bog. And he said, yeah, I like the story, you know, and he wanted to invest a lot of money in it.
Yeah. It was called The Boy in the Can, wasn't it? Was. American style. That's why I liked it.
That's what appealed to him.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's called The Boy in the Can. That's right. And it was about this boy who drank all this stuff from this can.
Yeah.
And it had got... He had disagreed...
Disagreed with his insides, wasn't it?
Gone right through him.
Yeah.
Right. And he'd ended up on the can.
That's it.
And so I'm pitching this to this oligarch, this can.
Can oligarch, yeah.
In Cairns.
Yeah,
right?
In Cairns, yeah.
And he's going, Manfred, he said, oh, I really like the sound of this story. This is right up my street because I'm in the Cairns and that, you know. And he says, is the movie in the can?
I said, it can be if you like. Yeah. And he said, is it in the can?
Yeah, he said, in the can. I said, yeah, it's in the can, mate. Yeah. He said, lovely. That's just what I like it.
Because he likes all that can.
He likes it.
Anything to do with cans. Anything to do with cans.
And he goes mad for it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's chatting. I don't know if I find out he's got loads of money.
Yeah.
And I also find out he's blind.
Oh.
So, which. Which did change things a little bit.
Right.
Because I thought, well, he can't see me. He doesn't know if I'm a man or a woman.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, Angelos is an androgynous name.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you can't speak English like he couldn't.
Exactly.
So he's blind, right? I said, oh, and I start just talking a bit higher like that, you know.
Oh, very cunning.
Yeah, I said.
Brilliant.
Oh, hello, I said, you know.
Yeah.
And, right. And he says, oh, now your voice has gone up like that. He says, I quite fancy you.
Yeah.
I said, oh, right, well, you know, I'm available, you know.
Yeah.
And so he starts, like, you know, he starts coming towards me, but I'm like, oh, no. I kept a very, he was 90, you know.
Yeah.
I kept a very wide berth of him, but whilst leading him on.
Yes.
You know, so that he would get in with me. Anyway, he starts buying me all these gifts.
Yeah, cans.
He bought me loads of cans. Like, he got cans of Coke, bought me, like, crates of that stuff.
Yeah.
He bought me cans of Fanta, and he bought me cans of beer. He bought me a snake.
Nice.
Yes, and he bought me gold and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
You know?
What did you have to do in return? I mean,
Nothing. To him, it was a game.
Yeah.
To him, it was a game. He was trying to get me. And, you know, and I was making it very clear that I was available, even though I wasn't available.
And he was a fella.
He's
sort of
a bloke,
of,
isn't he? You know, but he didn't know that because he's blind.
Right. And you would occasionally put a little bit of...
A bit of like Chloe on. A
bit of Chloe in on all that.
Yeah.
One whiff of your Charlie and he really got him going, didn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, someone found out about this, right?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I know.
People have you bumped off.
Very secret. Yeah. Someone found out about it and they said, listen, if you don't, you know, I'm going to... This is in the public interest, right? Yeah, you need to can this because otherwise, you know, I'm going to go to the press. I said, well, I'm
go to prison?
No,
end
to,
up in a can.
Going to the press.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I said, I'm not canning it because I'm getting too much out of this, you know. And this is a gravy train, and I'm not getting off this gravy train
this
until
is
I
one
have...
gravy train oh, yeah. You don't want to get
I
off.
I haven't mind until I've milked this for yes. all it's worth.
Right.
No. Anyway, he says, right, well, I'm going to go to the press. I says, you can't go to the press. No. He said, why not? I said, because I've got a super injunction out on it.
Yes.
On it all now. And I've got a super injunction out on it all.
Yeah. Well, mate, at the end of the day, what do you got out of it? You got some cans of Fanta out of it, a snake.
Yeah. Gold.
Gold, silver, gold. Yeah. Frankincense and myrrh you've got out.
You've got all the strong metals.
Yeah, and it reminds me, do you remember when I went out with that fella?
Colin.
Colin, well, I had all them Chinese restaurants.
Oh, yeah, Colin Wu.
Yeah, you know he wooed me, Colin, and you know how much I'm mad on your prawn toes.
Yeah,
I like chop suey.
Yeah.
I like a special fried rice with the shrimps in and all that.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not a gay man.
No.
I'm not.
No one's suggesting
no,
you are.
No, and gay men, fine, if that's what you're into. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less.
No.
This guy's. This was in the early 60s when Chinese restaurants.
Well, they were here.
It was really.
No one knew what that was.
It was muck. Yeah. It was a little bit of bachelor's savoury rice with some MSG put on the top. Tomato soup on the top, and I called it Chinese.
Yeah.
And everyone was, oh, they're lovely Chinese. Oh, it comes stuff. From China. Of course, it didn't come from China.
And
Colin,
factory.
As you rightly point out, Colin Wu wasn't, he never seen China.
No.
Anyway, he took a liking to me and to my eternal.
How did he woo you?
Well, he met me in Watford High Street and he just had a pair of chopsticks, right?
Did he?
He was a demon with chopsticks.
Yeah, that would have turned you right on.
It really did. Yeah. And he said, look, this is all the rage chopsticks. It was chopsticks.
Sticks.
He said, look at this. And I thought, are you mad? A couple of pencils it was, Morley.
How's that all the rage?
How's that work, you know?
How's that all the rage?
And he leant down, he just picked out a little fag butt with the chopsticks. And he says, this is going to be all the rage, you know.
Picking up fag butts,
Fag butt. So he goes, look, I like you, Barry. You like Chinese food. It's, you know, it's a relation to Mac Mayne. Now, I am not proud of it. And I did have it. I got it super injunct myself.
Did you?
But I... let him touch my ball bag for a chop suey, a pork bowl. Now, if that were to get out, he prodded it with a chopstick, right? Fag butt wasn't on the end then, but he prodded it like that.
You
and he
don't
went,
want that on your ball bag, a fag butt.
No, you don't.
Especially if it's lit.
Exactly.
You go up like a Roman candle.
And I said to him, I said, look, I don't like that. I don't want it, but I'm a demon for that MSG in that chop suey.
Mm.
He goes, all right, I'll just prod it like that. Got to be worth a spare rib. So sure enough, I was found myself doing sexual favours for the entire menu.
Chicken. Cool. What do you have to do for chicken and cashew suey?
I had a bang bang for a chicken bang bang, I'll tell you that.
Did you?
I had to prod my cashew chicken cashew.
Beef in oyster sauce.
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go that far into the menu because I'm a Christian fella and that sort of pagan stuff.
That's right,
I won't do that.
No, neither should you. You'll degrade yourself.
Exactly.
Well, you can get away with a bit of chop suey.
Exactly. You know, I mean, a little kiss or something.
Yeah,
for
just
some
for a fiddle with your tit.
Yeah.
Why?
I let him touch my tit for...
That
okay.
one you've got growing out of your
beard. Yes, I've got that. See that one there?
Yeah.
I let him...
touch that.
Touch that. I mean, I'm fine with it now. If you were to touch that now, that
right,
I would at least want, say, you know, maybe a spare rib, maybe an egg fried rice.
Yeah,
for
why
that
not,
sort of thing. Chinese greens, they call that. I don't know what that is. It's the only green lamb. And
Seaweed.
But at the end of it...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
At the same time. Now, my Margaret, blimey, she went out with Rashid.
Yeah.
I mean, what she wouldn't do for a chicken den set.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I mean, I don't want to hear no more about it.
No, it would make you jealous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it make you jealous.
You know, but this tit has been prodded for all sorts of things.
All sorts of Chinese food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just Wu that's done it either, is it?
No,
Wong's done it.
Wong done it.
Wig done it.
Wing done it. Hip done it.
Hip done it, yeah.
We hip done it.
David Yip had a go, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He promised you were part of the Chinese detective.
Yeah, he was.
And touch your tit.
Yeah, he was. That was an episode. That was in series two.
Yeah. He says, if you let me touch your tit, I'll get you a Chinese detective.
Yeah, he let me have a Chinese detective just for that. I didn't do no more than that, but...
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I mean, I'm a demon for my takeaway foods.
Mm, I know you are, yeah.
I let a Russian fella rub my bottom for some sauerkraut.
Borscht.
Yeah, once.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
No.
Also in the day.
It's okay.
I like my food. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, this is also in the Daily Mail.
Don't have to pay for it. If you've got a body that people want to touch.
Look.
You know?
Okay, no one says to Kim Kardashian, oh, yeah, look at her, she's in the nude again. Oh, she's exploiting herself. What's to say, mate? Showing off my tit on the side of my... side there under my ribcage.
And your elongated ball bag.
My ball bag, you know, elongated ball. Yeah, what's the problem?
No problem. Not over here.
If that's going to get a chicken zinger, why not?
Exactly. This is a capitalist society.
Yeah, if you've got it, flaunt it, mate.
It's not Russia.
Exactly. Now, in the Daily Mail online, did you see this...
what is it?
Etiquette.
Oh, yeah, all that.
Oh, they love that.
All that.
How well-mannered are you? Take our etiquette test.
I'll take that test.
All right,
I will take that test. Do it right here, live.
All right, let's have a look.
How well-mannered am I? I'm very well-mannered,
this
actually.
This is in the... All right, well, I've got a test to see if you are well-mannered.
Hi.
Yeah, right, yeah, what did it be the first question? All right, yeah, this is in the Daily Mail.
All right.
You are at dinner with a right posh bird.
Okay.
And you find you've got an itchy gooch.
Yes.
Would you?
You want me to know how to deal with that?
Well, tell me how you would do. What would you do if you... It's right old itchy gooch.
Well, you'd have
right
to...
Posh and
you'd
you
have to, what you'd have to do is you'd have to, like, go... you know, you'd have to distract her.
Right.
Because obviously you've got to take care of the goods.
Okay.
Right, so you'd get, like, whatever you were having for your dinner.
Yeah.
Like soup or...
Let's say soup.
Right, and then you just, like, tip it all over her. And that distracts her.
Right.
And then the waiter will come and mop it off.
What's going on,
sir? Oh, no, so sorry, madam, so sorry. And she's like, oh, how are you? And like, and while she's distracted, you get your fork and you just give your gooch a good old scrape.
Yes.
Right, between your ball bag.
Right, okay.
What does it say in the Daily Mail?
The Daily Mail, for that one, that's 10 points for that.
Okay.
Would it be A, furtively scratch your gooch with your fork handle, which is what you said.
That's what I said, 10 points.
B, excuse yourself, go to the toilet and get a proper purchase on it. Or C, shit yourself to deflect attention.
That is the other option,
then,
I thought.
In the panic, have a root around with your own finger. Now, you got 10 points for that.
Did
a number of questions.
All right, how many points are on offer? What's maximum points?
Well, look, what you want to do is get low score, the higher the score.
Okay.
So you've got, you know, if you...
You want to get 1 point?
No, that would be... that. Well, if you had really good etiquette for 1 point, you'd just say... like that. And that would be...
Excuse me, madam. If you lean over here, I know we haven't met, and we don't know each other terribly well. Would you mind just leaning over here, give my gooch a scratch?
Now, that's 1 point.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
now,
the
that's
way
the
to do
real
it.
Posh way to do it.
Okay.
But it's got the results here, and you use a whole
test.
Could
you get the waiter to scratch your gooch for you?
It's not...
You tip
I
them.
Don't know that it's in the options.
It should be in the options. If it isn't, then I'm going to write to them and get it put in.
It's got... So just do me one now. Do ask me a question, an etiquette question.
Okay,
because I'm good. I'm from a slightly older age group.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had all sorts of manners,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, a bit more buttoned up, a bit more refined.
Go on, ask me one.
You're at a right old do.
A right do, yeah.
At
number 10.
Number 10, right. And you go off to the bog.
Yes.
And you do a poo.
A poo, yes. Okay,
in the bog. And you look over at the bog roll thing, and there's...
And there's
no bog roll on the thing.
On the roller.
Right.
Yeah.
So, can we hear how you would deal with that?
Well, for one point, the ultimate would be...
I should decide the points. You could
I beg
tell
your
me how you think, you would deal with it, and I'll tell you how well-managed you are.
I was not brought up a savage.
No.
Probably the politest thing to do would be to boot the door open and go, a bog roll! Sam Cam!
David!
David! David, not bog roll!
David, it's Barry.
Barry, I'm on the...
I'm on the boat.
I'm on the boat.
I've done a poo.
Done a poo, but not bog roll. David!
Well, that is polite.
What's that? How many points for that?
Well, for that you get... Well, you've done very well there because you're an older gentleman.
Yes.
You've scored 3 points, which is a low score.
Okay. Well, you want the low score. No,
I know. You've done very well.
What are the options?
The other options are just sit on the bog.
Yeah.
Sit on the bog.
Yeah.
And wait for Michael Gove to come.
Oh, yes.
Right, that's, you know, and you tell him to get more bog roll.
Yeah, okay. That was that 10 points.
That's it. Option two, which kick the door down and scream at David. That's the one you went for.
Yeah, that's what I went for. Yeah.
Option three, stand up, get out of the toilet brush and give it a right old seeing to.
Yes, I was tempted with that.
Yes. Any other options? Use your hands.
Oh, that must be a high score.
That is a very
50 plus,
high score,
isn't it?
High score, yeah, that one. Yeah.
And what happens? What are the different scores on there? What are the different scores if you do the entire test?
What do you mean?
Well, give it here.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. 5 to 10 points.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
you are very
refined.
You will be invited to have a shit at number 10
any
day of the week.
Yeah.
10 to 20 points. Oh, dear. You should go to a finishing school. Still something to learn.
To work on.
Yeah. 30 points.
Room for improvement.
You're scum. Scum.
Oh, I wonder where we reside on that list.
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to tell you the whole chest because
no, the whole chest is. Well, let's do that another week.
So we can keep going back to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The chest that keeps on giving.
Yes, we could go back that. Come on, it's not a bad
idea.
Not
bad.
Shakespeare's birthday.
Oh yeah, Shakespeare's birthday. I like him. I like going down the globe.
Any good?
Yeah. You ever been to the Globe?
I have been to the Globe.
Yeah.
I saw the Merry Wives of Windsor Davis down there.
Right.
I've seen Hamlet's.
Hamlet, the cigar company.
The Miles Cigar from Benson and Hedges. Romeo.
I was down the Globe last night, actually.
Oh, what was you saying down there last night?
Where they got half price on Carlsberg.
Yeah, very nice.
So then I went to the National Theatre after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you see down there, Saint
Mark? I saw Midsummer Night's Thing.
Yes.
Yeah, with all birds and that.
Yeah.
And all they speak all funny, you know.
Don't they? Yeah. That lovely. But they're just... But much like Paul McCartney, they've found out
just
all them...
Well, there's
them
a lot
new,
of them
what's
plays.
It in the... we've got the big papers in the Guardian.
Oh, broadsheets.
The broadsheets are saying that they found a new Shakespeare play.
There is one, I think.
What's that one you...
It's a lost play, and it was all written all about the betting shop.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And they got
beautiful. Read that out.
Extracts from it here. Forsooth, I have just placed 20 farthings on a Yankee at Walthamstow.
Yeah.
And it has come in. and I am due a big payout. Can it be possible to have that in cash, which so I can stick that in the fruitiest machines?
Oh, yes, very good, isn't it? Very, very good. It's so very funny good. How many modern phrases...
And it's so funny that it's still so relevant today.
What is yonder? My acca has come in. Thou just needeth Orient to lose at Cambridge, and thou shalt win
25
solves.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Lovely sonnet.
Isn't it wonderful? Oh, those beautiful sonnets. Oh, they've got some of these.
Some of those lost sonnets.
Beautiful sonnets here.
Yes.
Love her as a summer's day. And that dress is very nice.
Today.
I'd like to take her to the pub and buy some Foster's ice. She and Arf look lovely there with the sun shining through her dress. My love is beautiful on a sunny day. Did Arf make me a sex pest? And that was a lovely one. What was that? Was part of his sonnet.
One of his more famous sonnets.
Beautiful words, isn't it?
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, you have a look at that.
Really, there. Really.
More sonnets he's got there.
Oh,
beautiful.
He's got some more sonnets here. Yeah. I went to the park today.
I went to the park today.
To see who I could find. I looked and looked and looked to see. I can't make up my mind.
Yeah, wonderful words.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Yeah. Whether or not to stay here at park or go home to see what I can find in the drawer under the oven.
A fiesta I have spied. Yeah. Wonderful. That's when it first came out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brothers of mine. We're going down the pub.
Yeah.
Are there any strippers tonight? My lord, that is the rub. I hope that Cheryl's on tonight, grinding on a pole. I mustn't drink too many lagers, because last time I'm half an arsehole. It's so relevant today. It speaks to us, doesn't it? It's so wonderful
that he's still being celebrated.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's still being celebrated. We should do the advertising. Listen up, don't shut your ears because we've just finished writing our show.
Oh yeah, writing it, yeah, that's
we've
right.
We've got the start and
writing it.
We've got the start and the ending.
Yeah.
But we just need a little bit in the middle for
just
saying...
Just need a little bit more booze just to get us past the post.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we've got a very good start, very strong.
Very strong. Lightning, it's like white lightning.
Yeah, and then the ending is excellent. Mm,
very, very, very strong. Yeah, it's like
this
Ice Dragon.
Just a little bit, 45 to 50 minutes.
We can get that music in, that sound effect of like...
Yes.
We can just sit on a pair of stairs or sit on a pair of stools and listen to that. We just call it performance art.
Yeah, they won't know, will they?
Yeah.
But if you want to come and see this show... It's at the Udderbelly, and that's on the South Bank in London.
Right, in London.
Do yourself a little favour. And if you don't like it, you can always go further down the road to the Globe.
Yeah.
To see, I went to the park one day, which I think they're recreating for the 400th anniversary. I think it's Mark Rylance who's doing
that,
it.
He's playing the fiesta in the drawer.
He's playing the fiesta. And I think it's, who have they got?
What's his name?
Eleanor Bron playing the woman in the dress.
That's right, yeah.
wonderful interpretation.
Oh, it's a great cast. It's a fantastic cast. Wonderful. Right, Simon Russell Beale.
What's he playing?
He's playing the bloke that works behind the counter at the bookies.
That's it.
Yeah, for the lost play.
They've got wonderful. Daniel Day-Lewis is
playing the fruit machine.
He's playing the fruit machine. Mm. And they've got that wonderful... Stephen Berkoff is one of the fellas that goes to look at the birds.
He's playing the dog at the greyhound track.
He's playing the dog at the greyhound.
With all that movement stuff he does.
Beautiful.
Cool,
wonderful interpretation.
Absolutely sensational.
Yeah, yeah. It's in iambic pentameter.
Yeah, it's in that.
I sat on that. I had a drink. I was a twat. And that's Shakespeare.
That's how he wrote most of his plays,
yeah,
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And there's some doubt. We'll get back to our show. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
The Adderbelly.
Oh, we're on at the Adderbelly.
Do yourself a favour.
Do yourself
called
a favour.
Angelos and Barry, the new power generation.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And it's on at the adderbelly.co.uk. It's only cheap, isn't it?
How much we charge? It's about £15.
Yes,
I know. Might not even be that much.
We don't know.
Which work in progress, anyway.
It's well, yeah.
It's work in progress.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it will always be work in progress,
yes,
won't it?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get to the point where we go, that's it now.
No.
That is absolutely it. We have done it.
Yeah.
We have written it. Yes, actually, can you get that off to Harper and Collins and print that up? Because that is the definitive version of the show.
We're spent.
We can't do any more. We can't judge another word out of our gooches.
Yeah. I mean, really, that toilet material is work in regress rather than progress.
Exactly, yeah, going backwards to the
70s. Going backwards. Oh, wonderful. Playground. Yeah.
Playground, the playground style.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
What we're doing, the playground style.
I mean, if there's any critics out there, if you don't like it...
You can sod off.
You go and see Shakespeare. You go and see the highfalutin Shakespeare.
Go see Shakespeare.
Down the park. Go and see... I was in the park one day down at the Globe with Mark Rylance.
Go to the park.
Yeah.
Go and have a bottle of cider in the park,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, can't do that.
Don't do that then.
We've given you everything.
Should have got the critics on side there. That should have done, shouldn't it? I should have got the critics on side.
Yeah, there's any critics out there.
Yeah, critics.
Who are particularly keen on our toilet material we done earlier.
Yeah.
Any of the Beatles work we gave
recreated.
You tonight.
Yeah. If you like any of that stuff.
If you like any of that stuff, all the Shakespeare.
All the highfalutin Shakespeare.
All the manners.
All the manners and the depth of character.
Yes.
That is what I like about Shakespeare, the depth of character.
Wonderful. There's so many phrases that come from Shakespeare.
All them characters are from Deptford.
Oh, yeah. He wrote that in Shakespeare.
Well, on the buses.
Thou gets on that bus. Bloody bus. Oh, Olive, thou silly
that's
cow.
That's it. Yeah. Thou shalt come back via the cemetery gates.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, later on we're going on tour, but we just get this first one
out. Let's get this
out
of the way. But if you want to come and see us up and down the country, we'll be there.
We'll be there. You try and get rid of us.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
You'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right. Okay. Dismissed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.